I'll say.
All right, we're back on the record. The next item on the agenda is 2012-2016, number 4, Public Trust Resources. The proponents present, could you identify yourselves?
My name is Barbara Mills Bria.
My name is Philip Doe.
Oh, okay. All right. And for the record, on this hearing, since this is the first hearing I've joined, I wasn't at the prior agenda item since I wasn't at that first meeting. So Suzanne Steyert, Deputy Secretary of State, and the other two board members remain the same. We haven't substituted out. So the first thing that we're going to take up is the single subject. And I know that this appears to me to be the same one that you presented last year and the same one that we weren't sustained on, but that had to do with the proponents. Is that correct? It wasn't the subject. Okay. Is there anything you want to say about single subject, and then we'll talk about that?
Well, I'll just reiterate what we said last time. I think at least 19 states have a public trust doctrine in their constitution, and it's treated as a single subject. And we would argue that it should be treated as a single subject here. I mean, it's conceptual in design, but it is a single subject. It's how the government protects our natural resources, and that's the subject.
Right. Any questions from board?
No.
Could I clarify one thing? I mean, we were here last year and this passed, and it got all the way to the Supreme Court, and they didn't answer the question we were most concerned about, and that was whether it was a single subject. Instead, they dodged that issue, and because her aunt died, said that we invalidated the process. We are going to try and stay healthy for the next year, and so that we can get this through. And I would hope that at someplace along the line, the legislature would correct, which I see as an egregious misinterpretation of our rights. Thank you.
My only comment would be this is identical to 2013-14 number 103 from last year. Okay. The staff draft is identical to the title that the board set for number 103 last year. And as the Deputy Secretary of State pointed out, the reversal from the Supreme Court came solely on the issue of substitution of proponents, not on single subject. So my inclination would be to find a single subject. So I think I'd make that motion first, move to find a single subject. Now we have jurisdiction to set a title.
I would second that motion.
All right. I would just say the only hesitation that I might have had had to do with the cases that all went up on fracking and setback, even though we didn't use the word fracking last year. And I was a little concerned when the court first sent back the questions on single subject that did not have the takings clause in it. And I, you know, was concerned the court may strike those titles that we had set, and then that would have set kind of a precedent for what I did today. But the court, with some dissent, accepted the fracking setback with the takings clause. So I think that I'm still comfortable based on the precedent set last year that this is a single subject. And I think we did get some guidance from the court because this measure does, while it's not necessarily the same substantively, it kind of tracks with what may have been perceived as the problem in those initiatives, which the court didn't have a problem with. So that's where I'm at. Is there anyone else who wanted to speak on single subject?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why don't you come on up and identify yourself? And
this is indeed a surprise.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'm Stephen Lenhart, attorney representing Colorado Water Congress. Initiative 4 contains at least 3 separate subjects. In consideration of the decisions issued by the Supreme Court this past year, the first subject of Initiative 4 is creating a constitutional public trust based on a common property interest in the environment, which is essentially the subject that the board and the court found for a similar initiative, Initiative 89, this past year. The initiative that's before the board now, Initiative 5, much like Initiative 103 last year, extends beyond the environment to natural resources as well. And I believe Mr. Galender dissented from the finding of single subject on the basis that combining the environment and natural resources under a single umbrella of public trust resources was too broad and an improper combining of separate subjects, and that's certainly true of Initiative 5. Unlike...
For the record, is it 4?
Oh, Initiative 4, I'm sorry. Yeah, 4, yeah. Unlike the environment, natural resources are the subject of property rights that are currently owned by private parties or governmental entities. Natural resources include minerals such as coal, natural gas and oil, sand and gravel, as well as water and timber. Could be interpreted to include other resources as well. And Colorado has well-established property rights that govern minerals and water use, and in creating a new inalienable right and common property interest in preservation of natural resources, including water and minerals, the initiative would supersede these constitutionally grounded property rights regimes for natural resources. It would convert privately owned natural resources into publicly owned common property, subject to a mandate to preserve these natural resources. So this is not within the narrower umbrella of a public trust in the environment that the board and the court found for Initiative 89. It, I think, far more than Initiative 89 raises the red flags that Justice Hobbs pointed out in his dissenting opinion on that measure regarding the threat to privately owned and locally owned property rights and natural resources. So that is a separate subject. I think the Organization of Colorado State Government treats the environment and natural resources as separate subjects with very different state roles. Colorado has a Department of Public Health and the Environment that regulates for environmental protection and particularly for public health protection, and has a separate Department of Natural Resources that deals with natural resource use and protecting both allocation and protection of property rights in those resources. As a third subject, Initiative 4 criminalizes the manipulation of data, reports, or scientific information in an attempt to utilize public trust resources for private profit. This criminalization of conduct is a separate subject that's hidden in the folds of the initiative and is not necessary or proper to the initiative's other aims.
Just a quick question. Somewhere in there, 1 and 2 got blurred for me. Can you, in a very quick, what was your first subject? What
first is a public trust in the environment. The second is in natural resources.
Okay.
The initiative
kind of the same.
Lumps together.
So you're saying they lump together 1 and 2.
So they lump together the environment and natural resources under a single category of public trust resources, but that's an improper combining of multiple subjects, as I think Mr. Galender pointed out on Initiative 103.
I have no questions.
Any questions? Anything else from the proponents on this?
Yeah.
We're not asking to take anything. We're asking for limits. And the way you use public property, and primarily the water of the state, which is public property, it belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to the state. Users have rights to the use of that property, but it's still public property. And certainly the air is public property. And we have, it seems to me that we should have a right to put a limit on how much you can foul the air. And when that starts having a deleterious effect on human health and the health of all creatures. That's all we're asking for. Now, we are not telling the government how it has to administer the public trust doctrine. That is not in our initiative at all. All we're saying is that foundationally, you have to protect our environment, because right now you're drying up our rivers, you're destroying our air quality, and you're destroying our public land. We're not asking to take away anybody's property. We're just saying there may be a limit to the way you can use your property, but we're not asking for it.
And I think that that is significant because if you had created a new agency, I mean, that's clearly been struck by the court in the past. And
right.
So I don't see any of the problems with this initiative as we've, I mean, there's some dissent, but that's dissent for
sure.
A reason. It wasn't the majority. And so I'm inclined to say that this is limited to a single subject. Any other discussion? You want to make another point?
Yeah. We think the title is a little bit, and the title was established.
Well, we haven't gotten to title yet.
Okay.
We're just
right.
on single right. subject.
All right.
So. Any other discussion?
No. I'm happy to remake the motion or make a motion.
Yeah.
I think it's on the floor. But
yeah.
You want to...
Although I made it, and now I do remember why I had objections to this last year, which I'd sort of forgotten about because I saw that we'd set one. And I'm pondering if I still have those same objections, which I think in looking at it again, I do, because as I recall, it was that the natural resources, when combined with the other matters, the clean air, clean water, things are sort of commonly within... I mean, the public trust doctrine has in other places been sort of applied to those kinds of things. And the natural resources seems like it can include almost anything, a lot of different things. And it starts to look to me like an umbrella term, kind of like from those water cases a while back where it said, you know, just water is too large of a term to define this all as public trust resources. So I think I'm going to stick to my position from last year on 103.
Okay. Then,
but the motion's still out there nonetheless, I think.
Right.
Would you like then to retract your motion?
Yeah, I'll retract it and let you make it, Mr. Blake. Thank you.
You make the motion how you're going to vote since you're the deciding vote.
I would make the motion that there is a single subject regarding public ownership, which is important to me, of natural resources and environmental resources, that there is a single subject and that we should move to set a title.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Okay. So that passes 2-1, which brings us to the title. And the staff draft is the title that we adopted last year, but that doesn't mean it's perfect. So I'm not sure anything we did on those last couple days was perfect.
Well, a lot of
so,
yeah. Just get ready for next year.
I actually appreciate you coming in a little early this time.
I feel like our batting average wasn't that bad.
No, but I'm a little tired after a while. All right, so I think the proponents had some comments on some of the language that we adopted last time.
Yeah, the where you said at the well, I guess it's line 11. Where it says criminalizing the manipulation of data reports, et cetera, that seems to imply that we're creating a new law that criminalizes it. And actually, in our initiative, we say any criminal offenses that may apply in addition to other penalties. So we're really basing this on existing law. So we wanted to change that language to... striking the word criminalizing and replacing it with requiring the state to enforce existing laws if anyone undertakes the manipulation. We just want to make it clear that we're not creating any new law here.
Well, my understanding is it's a crime to defraud the government. So, and this would be an attempt to defraud the government. So, we're not creating new law. We're just insisting that the present laws be enforced.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not even really doing that. You're just saying that it has to be referred. I mean, we can't force enforcement.
It could be stricken, actually, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, I actually agree with your concern here. I didn't think you were creating a new crime, which is part why the third point that the earlier speaker talked about, I thought, was not necessarily on point. So I don't think we're criminalizing. So I agree with the point. I'd like to see your language potentially up, or if you have copies of it, I'd be curious to see what your proposed language is in modifying the final sentence that you read. I just would like to see it.
Okay. So you'd strike the word criminalizing and instead replace that with a phrase. And the phrase is requiring the state to enforce existing laws if anyone undertakes.
I think we just strike it. Okay. But I don't think you're requiring the state to enforce. I think you're referring for enforcement or something like that. But
the reason I think it should be in there is that it's a shell. And suspending whatever constitutional questions may exist in here, which is not our role, based on ambiguity or other phrases undefined, this one is requiring a referral for prosecution, I think, is actually, for criminal prosecution, is indeed to me significant. So I think to not have it in the title would potentially be misleading.
Okay.
So I think it's important to be in there. I just don't think that they're creating a new crime, which is how I read criminalizing.
Okay.
In playing off of, in using their language, I think I'd suggest requiring the state to enforce existing laws if anyone engages in, I think, illegal manipulation. But I'm not sure there is such anything. I don't know how you read manipulation, but.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure enforcing is right, since all it is a requiring a referral. You know, the prosecutor can still decline to bring a prosecution.
Yeah.
Under this language, I think.
Does it possibly make sense as an alternative?
I hate to make it longer, however.
Well, I think I can make it a little shorter and just say, and requiring the manipulation of data reports or scientific information, et cetera, and then after profit, just add to be referred for prosecution for any applicable criminal offense.
It's probably a more direct, borrowing more directly from the proposal. So.
For any applicable criminal offense.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I think I'm okay with that. The only other question I had for the other two members is, where is it? It's the word seeking. I don't see it up on the screen right now to direct you where it is, but right after local approval.
7, yeah.
There it is. Just seems out of, doesn't seem to, somebody has to be seeking, right?
So it's trying to modify that, the state
Right.
I guess you just say seek, but I don't know. Requiring the state seek natural resource damages.
Well, makes it more parallel to conserve
than to seek. Seek.
Yeah. You want to do to seek?
I think so.
The tense of it just didn't make sense. I didn't understand.
Then it goes to back to the state sort of as trustee, so it's to conserve and then to seek.
Yeah.
You probably need to change allowing it. Allow Colorado's.
To allow.
No, I don't think so.
No, because that's a
no, that's somebody phrase. Else. That's not
separate,
the state.
A different object.
Yeah, so I wonder if.
To allow.
If it goes back, you probably take the semicolon out after approval and do an and. Yeah.
Those were my only two comments.
Okay.
Anything? I don't have anything else.
Anybody besides the proponents want to speak to the language? Okay.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Do I have to give my name or?
Yes.
Richard, my name is Richard Strauss, Arvada. I would just, instead of maybe seek, to maybe use the word enforce. It may not quite.
I don't know if you enforce from anyone.
And that may get in where you had enforcing down below there before you crossed it out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, from my perspective, the text of the measure uses seek, so I just as soon stick with it.
Okay. All right, any other discussion?
None from me.
Okay.
We're fine as long as we take that criminalize out.
Okay. All right. You want me to, I'll read it back if you want to accept those, Steve. Okay. This is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning public ownership of natural and environmental resources and in connection therewith, creating a public trust in those resources, which include clean air, clean water, and the preservation of the environment and natural resources, requiring the state as trustee to conserve and maintain public trust resources by using the best science available to protect them against any substantial impairment, regardless of any prior federal, state, or local approval, and to seek natural resource damages from anyone who substantially impairs them, and using damages obtained to remediate the impairment, allowing Colorado citizens to file enforcement actions in court, requiring anyone who is proposing an action or policy that might substantially impair public trust resources to prove that the action or policy is not harmful, and requiring the manipulation of data, reports, or scientific information in an attempt to use public trust resources for private profit to be referred to for prosecution for any applicable criminal offense.
All right.
Okay.
Instead of public trust, to say public trust interest. Public trust or natural resource interest is what I'm getting to. The word interest, because instead of the natural resources are the coal, the oil, the air, so on and so forth, but the interest is the public's, a public trust interest in and control of, for instance, the natural resources.
Did you have another comment?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine with me. I understand the distinction he's trying to make.
I don't know that the voters do. I'm not.
That's what I'm worried about. I mean,
I'm not inclined to make that change. Yeah.
Nor am I.
Yeah. All right. Then someone want to make a motion?
All right. notwithstanding that I don't think we have jurisdiction to set a title, I would move that we accept the language as the staff draft as amended as it appears on the screen as the title for proposed initiative 2015-16, number 4.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. Passes 2-1. And that concludes the agenda for this meeting, and this language will be adopted in the question format, too, and published on our website probably within the next day. Thanks.